Welcome to Primary Attribute. We're a Castles and Crusades actual play podcast. My name is Ian. I'm the Castle Keeper, or Game Master, as it's known in a lot of other systems, and I use they/them pronouns.
Hey, everybody. My name's Adam. I play as Vons, the original recipe, and the cool new Baja Blast flavor. We all use the he/him pronouns, and our Vonses are the furry little fox folk guys. And today, Vons has got this button, and it's real shiny, and sometimes there's tentacles.
I'm Erin. I play Jesse Sweetbone Phelps, the half-orc ranger. We both use they/she pronouns, and Jesse's really glad that Weldroa can finally get the sneaky snack that they've been wanting so badly.
I'm Kelly. I play Welty Taylor, the halfling wizard, as well as being combined with Sidroa. Our portmanteau is Weldroa. I currently don't know where my body is, so you know I'm making the best of what I've got, and right now I'm having that sneaky snack.
And I'm Wit. I play Grix, the kobold illusionist slash mechanic, and Steamboat Willie, the kobold college student pilot spelunker. We all use he/him pronouns, and we're going back in time.
If you get a chance, you should rate and review us on your podcast platform of choice. It helps people find us and makes us feel good about what we do. You should do it for every other podcast you listen to as well. We live in the eternal optimism that this is the time that you will do it. We believe in you. Erin, would you like to do the recap?
Sure. Yeah, I would. So the Green Day Universe versions of everybody who has a Green Day Universe version is here in the Black Temple in the inside of the down under the mountain where we're going to find the pilot room and the wizard Dave. But Weldroa sensed evil and so wanted to go have a snack, which is what we're trying to do. We found this room with a guy encased in frozen air who was the evil guy who needs to get eaten. But we also found a way to manipulate the time inside of the temple. So we've been doing that. There are four room states that we're aware of. There's the state where nothing is particularly going on except the guy in the tube. There's one where there are barriers, dirt in the office, and light coming in from outside. The third one is the one where in the main room there are cultists. In the office, it's just kind of normal. And in the exit foyer, there's a collapsed arch. And then there's a fourth one where the main room is Tentacle City. In the office is the cultist leader journaling for non-therapy reasons. And at the exit foyer, there are workmen taking down the arch. What happened last time overall, Steamboat Willie was in the office. And everybody else was out in the main room, discovering that the cultists were not friendly. Then he hit the button to change the time again and found the leader doing his evil journaling alone. And then we decided, Steamboat Willie hit the button one more time and everything went back to normal. But it was unstable, so we can't just stay in the normal version. So Weldroa was going to go eat the leader in the version of the office where he's doing the evil journaling. And Jesse and Steamboat Willie were going to kill the workman cultists and force the arch to stay open. And so that's what we all did. And at the end of the last episode, Weldroa was just about to eat the leader because he had finally been dead. Sort of. Anyway, it was a lot of stuff happened. Highly recommend you listen to the last two episodes because a lot of stuff happened. It was a big puzzle. Big auditory missed the adventure game from the 90s vibe.
I mean, I feel pretty good about tonight, but yeah, this might not be the first episode you jump in on.
Yeah, sorry. Well, this is like a very much a part of an arc.
This episode will only be available on CD-ROM, MP3 cannot hold all the puzzle.
We haven't figured out the licensing situation yet, so you're going to have to like talk to your friend to get a post-it note with a code on it that'll unlock the whole episode.
And call us and we'll give you the registration number to unlock your shareware. All right. Well, Drella.
Yes.
Congratulations. You've once again taken a life.
There you go.
You finished smothering / crushing this guy and, you know, consume him, as is your custom.
Okay, yum.
What does it feel like to do this to someone you don't personally hate?
It doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me. It feels kind of neutral. I imagine I feel more what Sidroa's feeling as they eat the as they consume the soul and the magic of what happens.
So I'm gonna lean over to Steamboat Willie and just like so like we've put a lot of faith into this like goo guy, right? Like he just says they're evil and we're good with that. Is that good so far?
I mean, now that you point that out, that's a little, it's,
I mean, we I don't know why really we're doing know. That. We don't really know what these cultists got. Like, for all we know, they were making cake.
Yeah, I mean, even if that's an ability that his folks have, like, it's, doesn't mean he's necessarily good at it, right? Like there's kobolds
really
who can't.
Bad cake.
Yeah, like, there's kobolds who can't do mechanic work. And, like, it's okay. Like, we, you know.
I wasn't gonna be, like... I wasn't going to be racist like that, but yeah, like, yeah, kobolds do seem to like mechanic work.
Calms us.
Yeah.
I'm usually the one
why that struck me so much.
Okay.
So long as we're not making assumptions about an entire... kind of people. Kobolds seem cool. I haven't met one I don't like yet.
Yeah. Yeah, I like this.
So, I imagine I feel...
You all hear a terrible crunching noise as part of this person's spine.
Oh yeah, no, we're having this conversation deliberately to cover that up.
Jesse has just, like, left the room again. Yeah. She just went back into the exit foyer as soon as it was.
Yeah, we're having this conversation for the same reason I always turn the television on when I'm eating. No one wants to hear that.
But all right.
Okay, so I'm chowing down.
Yeah.
We're chowing down.
So you chow down. You consume this high priest. Jeff with a G is no more.
Okay.
Except for a skeleton that I'm presuming you're keeping.
Yes, we'll keep the skeleton.
God, she eats quick, don't she?
Well, it helps when you don't have to, like, you know...
Chew.
Prep. Chew.
Yeah, that's a good point, though. She didn't cook him.
did Frymeath also come into the exit foyer?
He probably would have trailed after you, sure. Just kind of goes, well, I know what's happening here, and then comes out and joins you.
Tries not to think about it. Quick little herp.
I show him what I did to the archway thing, and I talk real loud.
Can you give us a sample of what that sounds like? Not necessarily volume, but content.
this is what I did to this, and we're hoping that it'll make the arch stay. Doesn't that seem like a good idea, Frymeath? She's like, doesn't quite know how to, like, make conversation that will cover. So she's just using as many words as she can.
That does seem like a good idea. Why did you choose to crush it instead of, say, use some of... I suppose we don't have Bonds' glue with us, but what made you go with raw strength?
I have raw strength, and I know how to do that, so that's why I did that. Also, Hank is, like, always using, like, grout and shit for different things in his stonework, so I'm like a little bit familiar how to like do that stuff.
This sounds exactly like conversation one would have over awkward noises.
Yes, I know.
That's perfect.
That's what we were going for.
That is perfect.
I was like, Jesse will revert. When in an awkward situation, Jesse will revert to talking about her spouses.
If we were going to spend the money on an editor, I imagine there would be like some good, it's not quite a chomping, it's like a combination of a chomping and a schlorping, right? Like a sound just underneath that.
Oh yeah, we're not doing that. That's bad audio, man.
But it's immersive.
That'd be very quiet.
Not as immersed as, Weldroa is, or whoever she's eating.
Also, as a side note, I actually brought this up once with some people online, and they mentioned that if we ever added sound effects, they'd really appreciate it if there was a version of the podcast without them.
Yeah.
Not even just gross sound effects, just sound effects and music can be really distracting for people.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did not bring up, I'm thinking of putting some schlorping in the next episode. What do y'all think?
We should do the smell-o-vision of podcasts.
Oh, kind of like how Fight Club 2 did the smell-o-vision of comic books.
Oh, I was thinking about like
the movie theaters.
The actual movie theater thing.
Yeah, well, they like forcibly pumped gas into the...
Yeah, some did a scratch and sniff card.
Yeah, like Fight Club 2 did.
What?
Fight Club 2 was a comic book.
Okay. But it had scratch
and they sniff. Had a scratch and sniff card you got in a comic book shop. Yeah.
Oh, there were like some movies that also had like a scratch and sniff card.
Mm-hmm. There were, yeah. Mm-hmm. But that wasn't Smell-O-Vision.
It was marketed as Smell-O-Vision.
Or follow-ups, too.
I encourage our listeners to also check out 99% Invisible,
mm-hmm.
where they can learn all about this.
Yeah. Lucky for all of you, there is no smell as Weldroa keeps murdering this person.
It's dead already. This person is dead already. Now we're just eating.
They are killed, much like my segue. All right, so.
I'm sorry, you congratulated us on killing the bad dude, and now we're eating the bad dude. You can't say that we're killing the bad dude while we're eating the bad dude.
I mean...
I trust in your ability to follow mild anarchistic order. At any rate,
literal sense, yeah.
You, as mentioned, absorb magic and some soul bits and other fun things. You have a skeleton again. Congratulations. You now cast spells as a 7th level wizard instead of 3rd.
So, wow! Damn!
You just ate the high priest of a cult of something that is going to, you know, make all ages into one age. There's probably some decent power behind there.
Yeah,
that's a heckin' diet.
And you learn a specific spell out of doing this.
I wonder if that's why Vons eats all of his ingredients.
All right, so the spell you have learned is called Agonizing Doom. It is normally constricted to clerics and druids. It's a level 5 spell. I will send you the full details, but I'll read you the description of the start part of it. Tendrils of black energy, the dark stuff of the outer dark, seep forth from the sorcerer's outstretched hands and entangle an opponent, draining his life away in agonizing pain. The victim is half paralyzed, suffering -4 on all attack rolls and moving at half his normal speed.
Just describe the day after the 2024 election.
Fair enough. Anyway, in addition, the tendrils drain 2d6 hit points per round until the victim dies. The victim gets a constitution-based saving throw immediately and every round thereafter to fight off the effects, but each save after the first one suffers a cumulative -1 penalty as the black energies of the outer dark gain their sway.
So, I've become a badass dude.
That is one way to look at this, yes.
Actually, knowing what I have acquired, I'm kind of icked out. This is not the kind of magic that I became a wizard for, and so I'm like, if you could imagine it, I'm just holding it, you know, like by my fingertips, as far away from myself as possible. Just like, ew, this is gross. I don't want this, but I probably now that I know it, I can't not know it, and
Correct.
I'm just hoping that since you've become this hammer, I don't look like a nail.
Oh, God. It hasn't changed my personality. I just know the spell.
Yet.
I gotta say, everyone says that when they get a powerful, yet, you know,
oh god,
evil slash morally questionable spell. And then they start using it.
Okay. Yeah, but Wealthy probably has ADHD too and will forget that she has the spell.
And Wealthy, make a wisdom check.
Oh, that's a nat 20.
So with that natural 20, Wealthy, as you're treading this dude's soul up a little bit to get up the juicy, I'm going to have magic, more magic again, bits, you detect a faint whiff of something, a feeling more than anything else. It feels a little bit, just a touch, like the thing that was in your brain, that you were like, hey, I'll just let this thing have control. And the next thing you know, you wake up and your body's walked off.
Oh my god, it lives in my brain? I didn't know that.
I'm saying this thing feels like that, as you know, as far as you are aware, given that you have not encountered any other dream doors with writhing tentacles in them.
Oh, God, the other thing has
left the building, but it just feels like that. It does not set up residence, and it disappears. But,
okay, that's spooky as hell. Okay, I'm not going to mention this to anybody.
Wait, Ian, you made this side quest fucking plot relevant? What the fuck?
How dare you?
I can't believe you would do this to us.
Finally, a sequel to There Wasn't Supposed to Be Plot.
Okay.
The connections dissipate along with the feeling, and Waldroa stands on up.
Waldroa stands on up, and like I said, I'm not going to tell anybody about this, but I am going to ask Droa if they felt what I felt.
Yes.
So, Droa, am I turning evil?
I mean, this is kind of the choice is yours thing at this point.
Well, I don't want to be evil. So you're saying I just have to choose not to be evil?
I mean, you that's usually a strong start.
Okay.
It's hard?
I'm trying to think. Just, it doesn't seem like it goes very well for anybody who, you know, who suddenly acquires this much power. How are you feeling?
I feel like you're looking for something from me here, and I'm not sure what it is.
I just want to know if you're feeling, you know, I've gained levels in my spellcasting. I have this nasty ass spell. I just felt something wander out of my brain that wasn't very nice, and I'm just wondering what you got out of the whole thing.
It felt more like a wandering through your brain, a passing recognition to me, I would say.
Okay, then it was passing. It doesn't matter. Yeah, how are you doing?
Right through your brain? So Cedro is just like, all right, dummy, what kind of validation can I give you today?
I mean, I feel stronger now. Having a skeletal frame to use is always nice. You haven't gone mad with power yet, which is good.
I really don't want to see myself go mad with power.
The yet part sure is fun.
Yes, the yet part is great.
Okay, well, all right. I guess we'll keep going and I'll...
I normally operate a little more independently than this relationship, so I'm afraid I don't have any particular insight into what is the other creature in my mind space going to do with their life choices, because normally there isn't one in this way.
understood. Okay, we're all right. Everything's fine. So, yeah. I really want to kill Acetate. Okay. Let's join the party and let's get back to our quest.
Did you say that last part out loud, or was that in your mind?
No, that was just between me and Cedroa, and kind of more me talking to myself.
Well, Grix isn't here anyway, so it doesn't matter.
All right. Well, the dark blob that is Waldroa unfurls and stands up. It is a tall, broad-shouldered, you know, blob on a human frame. appears to have gone a little more distinct this time. Still won't pass for human anytime soon, but there's fingers this time, so that's nice. And some more defined musculature and a little less of a Slenderman meets pipe cleaner doll meets a slinky like last time.
Okay, that's good.
However, it is still legally distinct from Venom.
Yes, very much so. All right, and I say, yeah, we're ready to you know, take off now.
You can also speak normally now. It's
great. Yeah, we can take off now.
You have a jawbone.
And you put it in the right places.
we're doing okay now. Sadroa says, I'm speaking for Sadroa here, but thanks for the help. And why don't we get going?
Yeah, great. How do we get out of here?
Through the main tunnel? Want to do that? Like the...
Well, I mean...
We need to get back to current time, right?
I think we were thinking that we maybe wanted to try to use the exit foyer, which I would like to, adopt the phrase mud room.
Sure.
For that. Cause the entrance foyer and then the mud room, these are the same thing, but really.
Totally not.
I'm very happy to have an alternative term. Thank you.
Great. So the mud room, with the arch.
It's the room where you keep the mud.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like Dirt Man, except not wet. So the mud room should have the arch still, I think, in the prime time. But also I'd like to know what happens once we hit the button, because, you know, we just ate the guy who's supposed to be in the tube. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, you know, either they'll come back here and, like, just destroy the tunnel again, or they'll change their lives.
Oh, they can't destroy the tunnel.
Oh yeah, you crunched it.
Because I crunched it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, let's hit the button again.
Yeah, we can always do another cycle if we need.
Let's see what happens.
Hey, do we have a moral obligation to, like, go out and try to stop the corruption from ever happening?
No.
Like, get up on our present day lives and stay back here and like stop everything from going bad?
I think it's beyond moral at this point. Like,
I mean, I think, like, if we go back, it'll just go back to, like, 5,000 years ago, and then we'll have to, like, make a cult against the corruption, and, like, I don't know, man.
Someday
I don't
the corruption will come, and they'll be ready, and
In fact, morally speaking,
this place is not a place of honor and shit, and, like, I don't want to figure out how to make a cult that will, you know.
We may be in a complicated place morally anyway, because, I mean, it's its own species, its own, like, you know, they've got their own culture going on. It's not really moral to disrupt any full culture.
Hey, man, it's fine. They're evil, and it's okay to kill evil things.
Or even just not evil. But, like, if it's trying to eat you, you get to eat it first.
Or if it's evil, you just get to eat first.
Hey, man, like, have you experienced the corruption at all since you've been here? Like, it's pretty fucking bad and, like, not an okay thing.
Sounds bad. It's called the corruption.
Yeah.
But we call it that. Is that what they call themselves?
It doesn't really matter what they call themselves.
You know what, man? This is, like, not an appropriate time to be bringing up the ethics of fucking anything.
Oh, no. Just morality. You know. Ethics are more universal.
I mean, they're trying to kill us, man. Like, hey, man, nobody wants your fucking philosophy here. Jesse gets actually, like, kind of pissy.
You did it.
This is the conversation that Cool Vons would have, too. He's got that,
100%.
Like...
Yeah. But also, this is definitely the conversation Jesse would be having, too, because she is absolutely a black and white thinker on this subject.
Yep.
Like, no, they're not. They're bad. They're bad and evil. And no, we can try to cure it.
I mean, I get how anybody who isn't in the corrupted culture, as we would call it, is potentially harmful to those of us who aren't.
Jesse hits the button again.
I was wondering if someone was going to use that as the exit hatch.
Oh, are we hitting the button again?
Huh? All right, you hit the button. There are no barriers. Everything is as you were when you first entered this place, and you know it's unstable, and you only have a few moments. What would you like to do?
Jesse goes into the mud room.
I follow.
All right.
I know we're not still talking about the sound effects thing, but that would be a great time for one when the button gets hit. Just the doodly do happening.
Nope.
The Doctor Who TARDIS noise.
Yeah.
As FM follows Jesse into the mudroom, he pats Vons on the shoulder and just says, "This may be a time to read the room. I don't disagree with you, but may not be worth discussing more right now." Does everyone else also go to the mudroom?
Yep,
yeah, probably.
Okay. You all go to the mudroom as you wait for the timer in the background to click down. So the mudroom's a little different than it was the last time you were in the prime space. The arch is unbroken. There's also two dead people there.
Well, and the same kind of skeletons?
Nope.
No. Oh.
And there are torches there, although their flame appears to be frozen in time. You can walk through this area freely, but it looks just like it was when you went and killed those dudes.
Oh, that's upsetting.
Unexpected.
The line of this effect appears to end before it hits the main area with the tube.
So it's just it's an area that seems frozen in time, or it's just their bodies that seem frozen in time?
The mudroom seems frozen in time.
Okay, the whole mud. Okay.
But we can move through it.
Yes, you can move through it just fine.
Okay. Can I drag one of them out?
Make a strength check.
Hey, that's pretty good. 24? 22? Not Grix.
Okay, so you don't have a lot of time to do this, but you go and you start dragging them.
I have a sneaking suspicion I know what he's trying to do by moving them, so I'm going to go over and help.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
I have no idea what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to see what's happening.
You two succeed in continuing to move them.
Okay.
And when you go and you're dragging them, you're like, both of you took an arm and are dragging this person. They do move. You're dragging them like back out into that main area just because it's close and we don't have to shove a body through a door, I assume. Or did you want to drag them out of the building?
Great song.
Wait, what? I missed something.
Ian said, "Shove a body through the door," and I said, "Great song."
You go and you drag them through, and as you are dragging, you get into the main area. The barrier pops up. The hands and forearms that you were holding,
oh god,
turn to bone ish. God damn it! Stop finding edge cases in the logic I made for this setup. I realize that's what players do.
No, we have to test everything. It's missed.
All right. So you go, you drag. Arms that you were holding seem like they have jumped forward, but you drag the rest of the body through, and it does come through, and it is in perfect condition, or at least the same condition it was on the other side of the barrier.
Okay.
Ah, all right.
Seeing that the arch was up, Jesse would have gone into the main room. Immediately to see what was up with the main room at this point.
Okay. Does everyone go into the main room?
Or
does
no, I think we're going to stay here because I think we need to vamoose if we're going to vamoose. I'm going to call out, like, don't be long. Come quick.
Yeah.
I wanted to see
here.
What was going on in the prime state also.
In the main room.
Basically, your dragging was during the prime state and I was having the prime state collapse.
Oh, right.
It drag. So you would be in the main room with the barrier between you and the exit at this point. Okay,
I'm staying with Grix.
Jesse's in the main room.
Well, okay. I mean, like, what was in the main room during the prime state now that we killed the leader?
You take your moments to get in there. I just want to know where you are when the state changes.
I want to be in the prime room when the state changes.
Okay.
You're going to want some cleaning supplies, maybe.
Cool, Bond. Are you staying near the exit? Or are you going to the main room?
Office? Which way is closest to leaving?
Out the mudroom door.
Yeah.
No, actually, out the entrance foyer, I would think, because the entrance foyer is the way we came in.
It depends on which way you define leaving to be.
Yeah.
Do you want to leave to places you know or leave to places you don't?
I had thought that our whole plan was to leave out the mudroom door right now, but...
I thought we got here in the first place to feed Sidro, and we've done that, and now it's probably a good time to hook back up with the rest of the...
Well, I mean, we also do need to know, like, what is out the mudroom door, because we sort of thought that maybe there would be another tunnel out that way.
Yeah. Why
possibly.
Which, from what you can see through the archway, there is.
Why couldn't Sidro have eaten that guy in the mudroom? It would have been a lot easier to clean up.
So there is a there. Oh, okay. Yeah,
that archway does lead into parts unknown from the red okay. room. Yeah, the arch is open and reveals the tunnel.
Okay.
Yes, I thought that's why we stopped the bomb or the collapse was so that we could explore in that direction when we came back to current time.
Yes, that's not incorrect, but like also I think
you want to look around a little more first.
I want to at least know like what happened in the main room.
Okay. But then just to double check, after that we're going to leave this way.
Yeah, after that we're going to go out through the mud room.
Okay.
And assume that we will be able to get back in
somehow to up above.
Somehow to go back up and bring everybody else down this way if it's a viable path.
Yeah. If it seems crazy or too long or whatever, then we'll just go back and go up.
Yes. I think Jesse would also like to know what's going on in the entrance foyer at some point, like throughout this, because we never explored what was going on in the entrance foyer while this all was happening.
Okay.
And there's just like one guy, right?
Well, we don't know. That's the thing. Okay. Is like, it could be anything. That's like, that statue could be anything. Because there was like a light, there was like a statue made of light in the entrance foyer. Or no, two. There were two.
That's right. There were two. Yes. I'm remembering now.
Each more artistic than the last. But, all right. So it sounds like everyone is being in the main room. Because.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah.
Yes. Now that we've had this lengthy discussion about it.
Yes. Well, you're all describing your reasoning. So you can make your decisions in the universe. It makes sense. Anyway, you're all in the main room.
So like, is anybody got to do anything about this puddle or?
Well, we're waiting for the GM to tell us what's happening, what the state of the main room is with the guy dead in the prime time.
Which they have to make up now because they were expecting us to go there.
Because
the frame rate grinds because everyone keeps opening Discord. The stasis tube thing is still there. Those copper panels are still there. There are still 24 shadowy figures on those copper panels. There is someone else in the stasis tube. And unlike the original person, who seemed relatively at peace with the idea, they look like they were trying to claw their way out when they got put in there.
Oh, okay.
Baja Blast, make an intelligence check.
16?
On a prime?
Yeah.
So this person is not in robes. They look like they are dressed as some sort of adventurer. And you see on their belt what you recognize from your new training as the leather holder for a lockpick set.
Are you my future self?
This person's human, so you'd have gone through a lot of changes.
I don't know why, but when you started describing him, I was going, young whiskey! I don't know why.
No, I don't know. Fascinating.
So from being from the aughts, the 21st century, Baja Blast is actually a non-furry, which is an animal creature that, you know, has a human sona.
Yeah. They're the ones who keep the internet running.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A skinny.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Horrible. Horrible.
A fleshy?
Ew. Oh, that's worse.
No, I like skinny better. And that's.
I thought fleshy might come up actually, but yeah.
Gonna definitely call this episode skinny.
Godspeed. So yes,
that's just
with an IE.
Yeah.
Ah,
absolutely.
Perfect. But all right. So Baja Blast, you looks like a lockpick set, and the flap was a little bit open because this person was really scrabbling, and you see that one lockpick is missing.
Not going to say anything about that, but neat. What's this person doing?
I mean, they're trying to escape the tube that they were trapped in statically.
Oh, they're still in a tube.
Oh, yeah. They got stuck in the tube in the center instead of your high priest fellow.
Ah, sure glad I'm not in the tube. Maybe they want out of the tube.
Is there a control panel for this tube?
Do they seem alert?
Nope.
Awake? They seem
frozen in time. Eyes wide in terror.
Oh, that's probably not the most comfortable place to be.
Oh, it's about to involuntarily change, huh?
I believe last time y'all had a long discussion while in this space state, and it does not change from here automatically.
It's only the prime state that's now unstable.
Yes. It depends on how bored Ian gets.
Oh, well, I wanted to know about the prime state, though.
But we already failed to be there before the change because of the body.
No. I specifically went into... I specifically wanted to see what the prime state looked like.
So the reason I am mushing these together is because the main area stays in essentially the prime state.
Oh.
From prime to state two. That main room is still in the quote-unquote present.
It's just the barriers that go up.
The barriers go up and the other spaces change.
Okay, I remember. Okay, yeah. Thank you. Sorry.
It's all good.
So anyway, I have a feeling that this guy would have nothing but respect for me if I pickpocketed.
You can't.
Am I able to check their shit?
You cannot get through the tube. It is as if the air itself is frozen solid, say in some sort of stopped time fashion.
Well, this sure is tricky. This must be that famous guy from whom I hear these lock pickings came from. And it looks like he's never used these to eat food with, so.
Why would you?
They're basically the same size and shape as, like, fondue skewers.
What's fondue? No.
Oh, y'all don't have Switzerland.
I don't know what that is, so no. I mean, we don't have a lot, man. Like, you've seen what we have.
You melt cheese and you keep it melted and then you stick a sausage in it.
Yeah, you guys definitely figured out cheese.
That sounds...
Or something like it.
Tasty, but we don't have a ton of cheese because it's, like, real expensive.
Bummer.
What cheese we... Most of the cheese we have is made from mushrooms. You can imagine isn't the best cheese in the world.
Yeah, y'all need to figure out better agricultural practices.
What are you talking about? Mushroom cheese is really tasty.
It's a little too musty for my taste, okay?
You grew up here. What is going on?
I know, but it's a little too musty for my taste.
Well, he spends time in another dimension for like a few episodes and gets all snobby about cheese. It's like an exchange student coming back from Europe.
We should probably put that in the notes for that episode.
Did I get more snobby when I got back from Europe? I can't remember.
Everyone does.
I was real weird about those cigarettes I bought. That's about it.
Yeah. So what would you all like to do in this room with the frozen, scared adventurer?
Is there a panel?
There is the control panel that was out here. It is still here. There are still two gems in it. They're indicating the current state. It's great. There's still one empty gem slot.
What's the condition of that safe that we found before?
We can't go over there. There's a barrier between you
and that office.
Yeah.
Ah, dang.
You can push through it for the low, low price of damage. Would you like to try?
If I remember, it was a lot of damage.
It was 11.
It was 11.
It was half.
It was half.
For Steamboat Willie, that was half. For Jesse, that would be like a sixth. But yeah. But Jesse's not going to go back in the office just because you want to, like...
Does the guy in the tube look like, because he's missing his pick, does he look like he'd successfully robbed anything? Is he like holding the whatever he stole?
If he has anything he stole, it's in one of the pouches on his belt or tucked inside his armor or something.
Sure.
You cannot read his inventory list. And from visual indications, from what you can see right now, you can't tell.
I think Wildroa should like try and get one of those one of the crystals out of the thing.
Yeah, if we plucked one of those crystals from the thing.
If you like take one of the crystals out of the thing,
the tube will come undone.
Yeah, the tube will stop and we can kill all these cultists and then the guy'll be free and
okay, why me though?
Cuz you got tendrils, bruh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, fine.
You're clearly the most capable of being smashed and fine with it.
Or like...
I would lose my damn skeleton again, thank you very much.
What, like, we don't have skeletons? Come on.
Hey, why are you getting smashed by picking the gems? The crystals.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm genuinely not sure why you think that follows.
I think Jesse just doesn't want to mess with it.
I think Jesse doesn't want to, like, try and... you know, do something super dexterous, because she just...
I'll walk up and just pull the gem out, crystal out of the...
Make a strength check.
Okay. See, it's not even dexterous.
Oh, it's a strength check. Shit.
Bad. 10.
That thing is real stuck in there. Like, weirdly stuck in there.
Like, magically stuck in there.
That would be a reasonable conclusion.
Aw, man. Somebody before Vons had that glue.
I should also note, just in case you're desperately crystal mining, and or in case people forgot, because that would be fair, the stasis tube in the center also has a crystal embedded in it. However, at this moment, it looks like it is growing to be a full-size crystal, but isn't there yet.
Oh, yeah, we should stop that thing before it finishes. Like, I mean, we've already stopped. We already killed the guy, but, like, we should still stop that before it finishes.
Can we, like, pull that one out instead?
Okay, I'm going to go over there. I'm going to go over there and pull it out. And I guess I need to do a strength check. Or is that a dex check?
Or smash it?
If you want to pull it out intact, it will be a dexterity check because it is not fully grown. It's like picking out half an eggshell that's been glued in somewhere. Like, you gotta be real careful with this.
All right, did my level change when I know, no, I'm just casting spells at 11.7, but my level didn't change.
Although you do have a skeleton.
For physical checks, I'm gonna have your roll at level 7, but Sidroa's dexterity modifier is plus 0, so you're rolling at plus 7 for this.
All right, so that's 15.
On the bright side, you're really good at getting crud out of a keyboard.
You go to pull it out. You don't think you can pull the entire thing out. You think you could break off the front edges and, like, chip a good portion of it away, but you don't think you can get the whole thing out intact.
I don't think that's a good idea. Okay. I'm gonna say maybe Jesse should be doing this.
You need a string and a doorknob.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, Jesse will go over and try to take out. She'll also, like, use one of her daggers if she has to.
Okay.
She's less worried about, like, breaking it, but she wants to get it all out.
Okay, roll a dexterity check.
That is a dirty 20 for Jesse, not a prime.
Okay. And roll a strength check, add a d6. This is for controlling your strength to see how much you do or don't break it.
That's 30 plus 4 is 34.
Okay, I'm going to say with that combination of the dex was a little bit lower than Wealthy's, than Waldroa's, but you're using a tool and you're strong enough that you can, you know, and skilled enough with it that you can supply force or, you know, apply force to things in such a way that they move but don't break when you are trying to do so. You managed to pop out the half-finished gem.
Woohoo! Knew you could do it, Jesse.
Sweet, let's make some unfinished jewelry.
Wit, roll 2d12 for me and tell me the number on each of them.
5 and 8.
You pop the gem out. The stasis tube does not appear to change. The gem is intact. You all felt a little, or saw a little spark of magic as you pulled it out. But otherwise, the two things seem unchanged at the moment.
Cool. Well, not cool. We want him out.
Should I, like, try that on the other ones? I mean, like, do we care if they get
broken?
If those other ones get broken?
I don't know. Seems fine to me. Like, but I don't know how this stuff works.
So. What is my wizard? What's, can I roll for intelligence to see whether or not I think that's a good idea as a wizard?
Yes. I just need people to clarify me what the idea is, because I'm unclear. Besides, it involves the other two gems, but I don't know if it means putting it in there with them, if it means popping them out.
I don't see any reason not to.
What did you get?
I got a 10 plus 2 is 12.
Boy, howdy, this thing sure seems elaborate. You have no idea what'll happen.
Nope. Seems like a fine idea to me.
Didn't you add your level?
Yeah, why didn't you add your level?
I did. It was 3 plus 7 plus 2.
Okay. Oh, it sounded like there was a 10 on the die.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry.
Yeah, this is elaborate and strange. You aren't sure. You know that messing with too many moving parts of a complex enchanted thing tends to get messy, but you don't know if it's kind of messy where everything shuts down or the kind of messy where everything's fine.
I kind of shrug. You know, I don't know.
Should we look around at other stuff more before we, like, do that part? Because it seems like...
Like maybe there's a manual around here somewhere?
No, like, before we break the thing, figure out how it works a little better.
That's how you figure out how it works.
I don't think we're suited for that.
Or, like, you know, at least find out what's happening in the other rooms while the barriers are up.
Okay.
What if we put the crystal where the barrier's gonna go and then hit the button?
Well, we can't do that until we get it out.
We got the kind of one out.
Also, the barriers are already up, so
we can do a couple cycles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got nothing better to do.
All right, so you all go and press the button again?
So we start a pool.
Yeah, I think we're going to press the button until we can get back to the prime, and then Jesse's going to go into the entrance foyer this time.
I think it's either going to slice the gem clearly in half, or it's going to, like, spring the gem off somehow, and the gem will go shooting in one direction or another. What do you think will happen?
Jesse's gonna say to Frymeath, hey, so, could you just, like, hang out and, just, like, hit the button, like, every, 30 seconds? Until it gets back to Prime, and then we're all gonna, like, go and investigate what's going on in the other areas.
Sure.
Thanks.
Post up next to the button. He presses it the first time. God damn it, now all I can think of is Son Ass, which is the alternate title for last episode, and is not the name of this character. There's a bunch of cultists. Have you already been touched by Sonath? Have you been sent to help us with the ritual?
No, and I punch the nearest one in the face.
All right, Jesse, roll
this is what we think of cake.
Jesse, roll a wisdom check for me. It's not about the wisdom of your actions. Just notice something else. Or a couple other things, actually.
That's a 26 on a prime.
Okay. 26 on a prime. You realize that the partially formed crystal you were holding in your hand, you thought for a second it disappeared, but you feel like a little, almost like a grain of sand against your palm. And realize that it's there very small, right before you use the other hand to punch this guy in the face. The other thing you see with a 26 is that there's a cultist all the way across the room from you in the back corner that sure looks like they're trying to be as inconspicuous as possible and are probably very excited that you just punched this person in the face because, you know, you're the center of attention now. All right.
Do I see them?
Make a wisdom check.
Hooray, wisdom check. Wait, no, never mind. I'm bad at wisdom checks.
Believe in yourself.
Where's that button? D20. Fling and 12 plus effectively 9. So that'd be 21.
All right, 21 and not a prime. You also notice this person trying to be inconspicuous.
Oh, do I notice anything else about them? Do they have lockpicks on them?
They're wearing voluminous black robes, like most of the other people.
Ah.
You'd have to get closer to find out anything else.
Okay, I'm going to position myself slowly closer.
You have 30 seconds, so keep that in mind.
Yeah. So, moving quietly, trying to stay out of Jesse's swing.
Make a dexterity check to move silently through the room. Or I guess move hiddenly. It's loud enough in here. You don't really need to worry about 100% quiet. You're just trying to move through a crowd without being noticed.
Okay, not great. Arguably, that's a cocked die, but this program says it's 4. So...
The program's visual representation is off.
Yeah, it's a dex check, so that's 14 on a prime. Plus he's got that, like, whole thing.
Roll a d6 on top of that.
Okay.
Because Jesse is providing a very good distraction right now.
Jesse is, like, really into experiencing no consequences for punching some weirdo in the face.
So d6s don't have crit fails on them, right? Like, that's correct. Not a thing. Okay. So...
Would you like them to be a thing?
No. So we're up to 14. Or no, wait.
15?
15, yeah.
All right. You start slipping through the crowd. People are mostly moving in towards Jesse. You aren't unnoticed, but you are currently ignored, if that makes sense. Like, people are aware of you, but they're not moving to stop you.
Yeah, I'm not the one swinging.
Jesse, make a strength check to stop the cultists from starting to attack you in the 30 seconds that you have.
That's a 23 on a prime.
Okay, you hold them back pretty well, partially in part because we are not doing combat rounds right now. Fuck that.
No, this is mosh pit rules.
Well, Droa and Steamboat Willie, what are you doing? As Jesse starts a fight and Baja Blast slips away towards the other side of the room for some fucking reason.
I thought we were keeping going. I don't think we're staying here.
No, I agree.
You have about 27 seconds left.
I clap, guys. Focus. Guys, focus.
I just yell to Frymeath, just hit it again until we get to Prime.
30 seconds might have been a little long, yeah.
It's five rounds.
Once we get to Prime, then do 30 seconds, man.
Cool, Vons.
Uh-huh.
Hearing this yelled out, do you want to do anything to expedite your venture towards this other figure?
Yeah, we're gonna stop moving silently since these folks don't seem to be all that worried about it, and just gonna scoot and see if I can catch up to this dude.
You catch up to that dude with like 3 seconds left. What do you do in this brief moment?
Hey, how are you? Don't got a lot of time. How's it going?
Oh, dude, you have to get me out of here. And then Prime presses the button. You are in the main room still. There are
tentacles.
A damn decent number of tentacles. However, the tube is no longer in tubing. Tubular. These are all words that make sense here. The tube appears no longer be active. Instead, there is someone who is dressed in adventurer's clothing, holding a note that they look very confused about, as they are a note that you notice has a string between it and the front of their shirt. It has been attached and is perched very carefully on front of where the tube used to be, and looking between the paper and the now empty slot where once a crystal was growing, just going, where the fuck is it?
What are you looking for?
What?
Ah. Hey, how's it going?
Hey, did we see you before?
Tentacles? How did you guys get here? Do you have a way out of
also,
here?
Also, not the tentacles, I don't think have a whole lot to do with us getting in and out of here. There's a button.
Yeah, take our hand, maybe?
I don't know why the button works for us and not the other people.
He's look like he's going to try to make a jump to get to the rest of y'all.
I hold out my arms to catch him.
This room is bigger than that, but the sentiment's appreciated. I assume you're all clustered near the button.
I don't know.
Actually,
how far
Vons was across the room.
No, Jesse was like across the room too. Or, I mean, well, Jesse was like near the... Jesse was close enough to some cultist to punch them in the face, so...
Yeah, but the cultists were filling the room pretty far when you were...
So, probably towards the middle.
There was a cultist next to you. That's why they were so excited to ask you about Sonath so immediately. But at any rate, Baja Blast, real quick, you're across the room from the button and your friends, and there's a whole bunch of tentacles. Are you just going to hang tight?
I mean, they don't look delicious, right? So, yeah. I'm ready when you guys are for button times.
This guy jumps down and, you know, you don't normally apply the word skitter to someone who is bipedal and moving with some skill, but still, skitters to you guys twisting out of the way of the tentacles and then awkward stumbling at an arguably effective fashion and goes, okay, hi.
Take my hand.
Takes your hand.
Great. We'll take you with us on our next go-around.
So the instructions told me to put this into there.
The note?
Yeah.
But what?
At least based on the pictures. The blue crystal. It's supposed to go into the panel thing.
Okay.
Oh, no, don't do that, man.
Who told you?
Admittedly, the people that threw me in the tube, but...
Oh, yeah, don't...
Well, why would you pay attention to them?
Because they were threatening to kill me?
Well, they're not here everywhere. Now.
Yeah, but there's tentacles.
That's usually not the advice I take.
Yeah, but tentacles can be neutral or even positive.
Steamboat Willie, make a dexterity saving throw.
Excellent. 23.
As you say this, you twist out of the way of a tentacle that was about to wrap around your waist and grab you. Primeath presses the button.
That's the irony tentacle right there.
You're all back in the prime state.
Did Frendo come with us?
He did.
Yay.
Okay, cool. I'm gonna go in the entranceway.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah.
Wait, mudroom?
Well, no, I wanna go to the entrance hall.
Okay.
Where we first came in, but there's also a locker room that we have not been in at all while anything has happened. So I think somebody should go in there.
Okay, I'll go in there.
God, I hate locker rooms. So the button knows the difference between punching and holding.
You're gonna go
hands.
In the locker room with your new guy that you're holding hands with?
Yeah.
Cool.
That's a choice. Yeah. I mean.
Well, I mean, he just has to hold somebody's hand. Like.
Well, and this isn't like high school at home, right?
So, yeah, we're not going steady.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, locker rooms with you know, holding hands with men is a whole thing. And I'm very excited for you.
Is that a whole thing on the arcs too? I was really hoping you guys were more progressive than that.
Than homosexuality?
Men can hold hands anywhere on the arcs.
Than getting horny at other people changing?
Yeah. Is that not a thing always, forever, everywhere?
I mean, can't a guy just, like, no. Get in a towel while holding another dude's paw? Like,
I mean, maybe if you're fully straight, but I don't know, man.
Yeah.
Great question. Why don't you do a little experiment and get back to us?
It's slippery in the locker room, okay?
Uh-huh. And we're very excited for you to experience whatever it is that's going to happen in there, man. Jesse goes into the entrance hall.
Okay, what room is everyone in? Jesse, entrance.
Jesse, entrance.
Cool Vons.
Uh-huh.
Which room are you staying in for this cycle?
I think I want to be wherever I think that thief might be.
Well, the thief is here now.
I'm holding hands with the thief.
Yeah, but what if there's two thieves?
Well, then maybe. you should stay in the main room because that's the only other place that we've seen him.
Yeah, I want to see if there's like anything interesting to do when that happens. What if the crystal reappears, or if like the safe is in another room entirely? What else was the thief doing? Oh, maybe go to the office. Can I get to the office?
Well, we've already been in the office for everything.
But yeah, now the thief's here.
True.
What if what if time changed and now, like,
I think you should just make a decision on where you want to go.
Go someplace and find out.
Yeah, I'm going to go to the office.
Okay. Kovan's in the office. Steamboat Willie.
Friendo and I will go to the locker space.
Okay. Yeah, I'm staying in the main area. And Weldroa, where are you at?
Before the barriers go up, Jesse's going to yell over, "Oh, hey, what's your name, bro?"
You broke their brain!
Too many moving parts.
Ian, you had to know that I would ask that question!
Ian searching all around the perimeter of their screen trying to find the post-it that they left that on.
Bold of you to have post-its.
Bold of us to assume that they planned ahead for the name of the person that they're introducing.
I'm trying to decide if I wanted to keep the name I have for this person.
Okay, that's fair.
Name is Ryzen Radeon.
Name is Intel Core i5 V Pro 8th Gen.
Name is for tech support. Call 1-800.
Energy Star.
I told myself I come with a cool nickname, but Juve. I just go by Juve.
Juve?
Yeah, Juve.
And of course, Jesse understands how to spell that.
J-O-O-V.
Okay.
Okay, great.
It's what I would have guessed, but also could have been working with anything.
If anyone Googles that, tell the nice content producer we sent you. They will be confused. That's why you don't write references to anything, folks.
Since Grix has a new friend, I'm going to go with Jesse.
Hey, good to have you.
Yeah, I know you'd rather have anybody else, but here
no,
we
that's
are.
Not true. I'm like real glad to have you. You know, like I had gotten used to you being on Frymeath, and now I'm getting used to you being, you know, a whole thing of your own again. So
I feel so free.
I'm totally cool. It took a lot of small talk to get through you eating that guy, but I'm okay now.
Okay.
Barriers pop up. Jesse and Weldroa.
Uh-huh.
You're in the entranceway. Light spills in from the outside. You see, out the door, archway. The same broad, wide steps heading down to a large area of black grass, except as you kind of poke your heads out and look up, you can see that you are currently down in a ravine, but there's plenty of sunlight coming in from coming in from above. And you see that there are ladders and what looks to be a crude pulley platform cargo lift thing mounted on the edge. And you can tell that the top of this ravine, it looks like there might be wooden walls or something around it, although the angle's not great, so you can't tell for sure. But you see like structures.
And this is where Steamboat Willie first fell in.
Yes.
Oh.
Okay.
This is like the mountain like grew around it.
Yeah, this is different than what we left. Shit.
Okay. Well, I mean, interesting. Good data points, I guess.
How far are we from Prime?
Like
one.
Like, yeah, this is one.
Okay.
Step one.
Yeah.
Two. Whatever we want to count it.
This is two.
Or as far as possible.
Yeah.
Okay.
State two. Yeah.
I don't know what those Grixis and Baja Blast are doing. But I think I want to stay here and see what happens to the entrance as we cycle.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, that was the plan. We're not going back through the barrier.
You don't just want to walk away? Don't want to go climb that ladder? See what happens?
I do think that, like, are those statues there?
Yes, but they aren't nearly as strong, and it's more like the light is kind of bending around those areas. It's not all twisted in the same way as it was when you came in. Like, there's clearly some sort of magical effect on top of those plinths, but it hasn't, like, cohered in the same way.
Okay, cool. Yeah. We'll just hang out until things change.
All right. Cut to Frymeath for a brief second, alone, counting seconds, in a main room that looks exactly like it did when you guys walked in, more or less. And then, in the office, Kulvans.
Yeah.
It's very dusty in here. The safe is sitting open.
Okay. And nothing else is in it? Is there a lockpick in the safe anymore?
There is not.
I imagine I'm still holding that.
You do, in fact, still have it.
Okay. Just gonna scrawl Vons was here in the dust real quick, and can't get out of here right now, can I?
You can go to the exit way if you want. To the mudroom.
Ah, yeah, may as well.
You go to the mudroom. There is torches, frozen in time, but casting light, an intact archway, one body, and a trail of blood leading out towards the main area.
Well, gross. But free torches. But they're frozen, which means I probably can't touch them.
And there is a tunnel leading out beyond the arch.
Well, we're not going to leave this body unlooted.
Do you loot the body while you're here?
Oh yeah, we've only got like 30 seconds.
Roll a dexterity check to loot the body real good.
Okay.
Find anything they might be hiding.
Well, that's 17 on Prime.
Pretty good. You find a normal dagger, 7 gold, 3 silver, 2 copper, a letter, and a spare pair of socks.
Socks.
Did you write down the money?
Heck no, I didn't even have my notes open. They've just finished loading.
Ian, can you say that one more time a little bit more slowly?
7 gold, 5 silver, 2 copper. A letter. Spare pair of socks.
Socks.
And a dagger.
Great.
Keep this up and you'll retire as an adventurer in no time. Steamboat Willie.
Mm-hmm.
We're in a room with stone cots and cubbies and something of a locker room, along with
this is the second dagger I've gotten today.
Along with the thief, and it's really dusty in here.
Okay. I take a quick peek in the lockers, anything messed with, anything?
Roll an intelligence check to search things.
Did we look in here to begin with?
Not really. Okay. You noted it was here.
Okay, I actually rolled really well, 27.
Hidden in a crevice you wouldn't have guessed was there, behind one of the beds, is a small ornate wooden box. Despite its age, it is intact and in pretty good condition. Looks like someone kept this well oiled and sealed, and this cave's been pretty dry. It is currently locked.
Okay. I'll need Vons to get his fondue forks out. I shrug at Juve and say, well, nothing here, I guess, but it's a nice box.
I mean, I didn't find that, so you're ahead of the game.
Hey, what are you doing here? I mean, we got a moment here until the next rollover.
I was trying to rob the place.
Okay.
And then my lockpicks broke. And that's not a permanent problem, but I tried to use the panel to see if it was the different way to unlock that safe and, you know, pressed it
yeah.
a couple times and...
And went on a journey through time.
Yeah. And, it turns out when someone finds you in their office and they're not expecting you, they get real mad and grab you. And then they shoved me in a tube, eventually.
Yeah.
Right after I met your friend. And, it sucked.
Yeah, sorry about that. We tried to get you, but didn't work. Welcome here. Are you got a place to go back to?
What year is it when you guys showed up?
Oh, we're the wrong guys to ask.
It's It's 476 after arcs, by which I make up whatever date that we've long discussed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd ask Jesse.
You translate the accurate date.
For discussions of this, see episodes 1 through 30 and then like somewhere in the 70s. And
see episodes 1 through now. Yeah. He goes, well, shit, I guess I hasn't been very long at all. Well, that's good.
Oh, we expect it to be ages.
Maybe. Okay.
Where are you
might
from?
Might be decades. No, wait, it's decades. I didn't carry the one.
Well, that's still not too bad.
Yeah.
I'm from a different world entirely, so, like, you know.
Oh, shit, you are?
Huh? Yeah, it's like this, but they're Switzerland.
Is that a good thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably.
All right. Button is pressed again.
What happens?
Yeah, no, I was getting back to my page to make sure I got something. Jesse.
Oh, that was the cliffhanger.
That was actually the load screen.
Yes.
We were just going to cut the episode right there.
That's right.
Yes.
Jesse, Valdroa.
Uh-huh.
It's real dusty in here.
Okay.
Tentacles appear to be peeking out through the barrier.
Wow.
Okay.
Outside.
Wait, tentacles are peeking in. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Okay, so yeah, tentacles are peeking out through the barrier. Or possibly coming in from under the ground, you know, like a root system. Who can say? Outside, it is dark. The grass is black. It is dark.
Are they just like the grass tentacle all the way down? What's going on? What do they connect? Is it one thing or several?
Light statues.
Or maybe they just grow independently, like daisies.
Adam, please.
The light statues
please.
Are long and thinner.
Long and thinner?
Like the individual wires of light appear to be more warped and stretched. And outside it is completely dark. Even darker than the fog of war thing you've been dealing with. Seemingly impenetrable to your eyes.
What do you think those things are?
I have no idea. They're eldritch as hell, and I...
No, I mean the statues.
Oh, I don't know. I can't... I'm full, okay? I'm just full.
Oh, she needs a nap.
I need a nap.
A little nap.
I need a nappy.
Or like an Underberg, a digestive.
Yeah.
At this point, I would believe almost anything. You know, like there are souls that have been, you know, snatched and put into light. I have no idea.
You should touch one when we're about to, like...
Why don't you touch one?
Because I don't want to. I want you to touch it. You could eat it.
I only eat things that Sadroa thinks it's evil.
Like Frenette. Yeah.
Jesse. Also, the light blue crystal you've been holding is whole in your hand right now.
Ooh.
I pointed out. Wow, that was expected or unexpected.
Jesse's...
You okay there?
No idea what's going on anymore.
Jesse's not into that. I don't know what else to say. Jesse doesn't like that.
That the crystal is whole?
That the crystal... Yeah.
I'm gonna...
You could also think of it as fully grown.
Am I strong enough to smash this thing?
You can try.
Yeah, no one's stopping you from trying.
Roll a strength check.
Whip it good.
That's 19 on a prime.
You are not able to smash the crystal.
Okay, well, I'll put it in my pocket.
Okay.
It's not your most amazing roll, but that's probably good. Wait, how big are these crystals?
About 2 inches in diameter.
Fully formed?
Yes.
Sure, that makes sense. Great. Okay, well, we'll just wait then, and Jesse will keep being like, you should touch it.
I'm not gonna touch it.
Why? You love touching weird shit that nobody should ever touch.
No, I just, well, okay, there's, I'm not gonna touch it right now.
Come on.
You should touch it.
No, I really shouldn't.
Happiness, kindness told you. Kindness told you it was okay to touch magical shit.
She told me that I should use my best judgment.
Well, why is your best judgment that I should touch it?
Because you're already fucking super magic, and I'm not magic at all.
And I'm, you're already if corrupted. I touch it, then I might...
It's too I late for it... you.
God has already turned their back on you. You might as well take advantage.
My heart is still pure.
Hi.
Oh, why do I get myself into these predicaments?
I don't have, like, protections and shit to, like...
I don't have any protections. I'm just... I'm welded with a... You should excuse me, Sidroa, with a goo monster.
Jesse's like, hey, Sidroa, you should touch it.
A pseudopod stretches out. And you see it start stretching real thin and kind of warping around the space that the light is in.
This is just like taking my kid to the aquarium.
Oh, like, can you, like, not touch it, or is
there a gravity thing going on there?
It's a gravity thing.
Gravity thing?
It tickles.
That's bending light.
Wait, sorry, you said it tickles?
I mean, yes.
Is that what you said? Oh, that's adorable.
Oh, well, it will eventually tear this bit of me off, but until then, it's interesting.
So we can all hear Sidril.
Jesse, this is on a plinth, right?
Yeah.
Jesse wants to, like, try and push the plinth over, if she has time.
Make another strength check.
That's, a 28 on a prime.
You push this plinth over, pointing its magical effect parallel to the ground, and also on the ground. The flooring starts getting torn up and crushed into the space where the light is.
The ground is getting torn up and crushed into the space that the light is?
Uh-huh.
That doesn't sound good.
Jesse's gonna throw the crystal into this magical effect.
That doesn't sound great.
Dear game designers, you're currently hearing a record scratch, and you're wondering how I got here.
You didn't think I was gonna break the game, did ya?
20 go to 10.
I wasn't sure how you would break the joke.
Wait. Actually, before we do that, can I not do that right this second? I still want to try it.
So you still have to do it, but do you want to add something to your, add a step? You still have to do it in this stage.
It's more like I want to, like, stop and, like, realize that if I do that now, we might be stuck here. But if I do it, like, in the, because I've considered that perhaps if I did that instead, when we're, like, about to leave the area, then, like, it could, you know, it'll maybe make the Eldritch part not happen, like, at all. Like, if I throw the half formed one out. But if you want me to break the game right now, I'm willing to do that too.
Make a wisdom check and an intelligence check.
Okay. My wisdom check is 27 on a prime, and my intelligence check is 15.
Jesse's brain normally doesn't make as many of these connections. I'm going to say with a wisdom check that high, you get a gut feeling that maybe something really weird is going to happen if you throw this thing in there. The end check means you're not sure exactly what'll change. But I think you do have the idea of maybe this will be more easily destroyed when it's partial or something. Basically, you have enough of a moment of hesitation that you will not throw it in during this stage.
Great. I would like to take that inclination of my own self.
Yes.
As amazing as it would be to break the entire thing right now.
Yeah.
Maybe we don't want to do that.
All right. People in the back rooms. Cool Vons, you were standing in the exit way.
Okay.
Or the mud room. It continues to be. Flames frozen in time. There is a body here when you poke your head back into the office. It is as it was when you walked in, more or less.
All right.
There are signs that you all have been here, but other than that, it's pretty much the same. Steamboat.
Yeah.
The locker room is just a cool place for dudes to hold hands.
Ian, is the Vons was here still written in the dust in the office?
No, the dust has left. It is not as dusty in here right now. Vons, you notice that the level of dust is as it was when you entered this space.
Oh, so we entered in a past. Wait, when I entered or when we entered?
When everyone entered this temple for the very first time before you touched anything.
There was less dust then?
So we're in the future.
Yeah, it's weird. I had assumed that all this was like past stuff.
You blew it up.
And then, yeah, Steamboat Willie, The locker room's just a cool place for dudes to hold hands.
Cool. I'll get acquainted with him a little better and what his plan was. Like, were you gonna, like, did you know about this place specifically? Were you trying to, like, steal from them? Or were you just, like, down here rooting around?
I heard about an ancient temple down here. I figured they'd have good stuff. I found a safe. I was adventuring and looting.
All right,
like
fair enough.
Do.
Yeah.
Button is pressed.
Woo!
Jesse and Waldroa.
Mm-hmm.
There are statues of light that look like they did when you first entered this place. That fog of war is still here, and that sucks, but, you know, it's not bad, it's not good, it just is. There is black grass outside, there is no light coming in from above, and it looks like you're back where you started, so to speak.
If we were to call up, hey, yo, anybody up there? Or did they go anywhere?
Oh, well, I think we'd have to, like, fully leave in order make that happen, and
okay.
There's, like, a hallway.
I very much don't want to do that right now.
Okay, well then.
Like, I'm afraid that if we leave in the middle of this, we won't be able to get back in.
I'm afraid right now that if we don't leave, that we're never going to get out. Okay, so, we're where we're at.
So we can go back into the main room now.
No, you aren't in the prime yet. Just this, the entranceway is at that point. But you're at state 4.
I think each of the areas is independent of each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
The entrance is one zone. The main room with the stasis tube and the tentacles and whatnot is another zone. And the office, locker room, and mudroom are a zone. Like, the back rooms are a zone.
I just imagine listeners just yelling at us for not understanding what the hell's going on.
Oh, I mean, like, re-listening to the episode has not helped me at all any of the times.
No.
Ian, do all of the rooms go through the same series of states in the same pace every time?
Except for the mudroom that you crushed a crystal into the wall of, yes. That one appears stuck.
One of the rooms is now stuck.
Yes.
In present day? Or prime?
You stuck it in the past, would be your guess, based on people being alive and you being able to kill them.
Oh.
I think that black crystal that Jesse made stay in the wall is like a stasis.
I think any crystal going into the wall locks a room. I think the puzzle is
cool. Vons, make an intelligence check, since you are thinking about this sort of thing.
Yeah.
Nope.
It's not a crit fail. But it's as close as you can get without it. So intelligence, that would put this at 12 on a prime. Ta-da!
You sure think that other crystal could probably fit in that last slot in the main room's control panel? What it would do? You don't fucking know. But you did your best, and that's what's important.
Does that mean the blue crystal or the black crystal?
The blue crystal. The one that Jesse's currently holding.
Okay.
The last one, unseated. Oh, and Jesse, the crystal that you were holding is back to being partially grown.
Yeah, that's fair.
We have a brief cut of Frymeath looking unimpressed at a room full of writhing eldritch tentacles.
Just kind of bats one away at one point.
Yep, just looks annoyed. And Steamboat.
Yeah.
You see a surprised-looking cultist, you would imagine, half-dressed, holding their robes in front of themselves, you know, in their small clothes, look like they're getting ready to get dressed and go do a ritual. And they go, ah, and hold their robe in front of themselves.
Take the robe.
I say, I'm an avatar of your beloved deity. Drop down and press your face to the floor in your obeisance to my power.
If you're such a big fan, name three of his dogmas.
tubes, tentacles, and orbs.
But will you make a charisma check?
19.
I mean, they aren't phrased that way in the text exactly, but...
I mean, they would be in the warm-up game we played before starting the recording, but...
I need a tube, some tentacles, and an orb.
I will fetch the high priest.
No! Bow to me!
Harder!
Make another charisma check.
One better. 20.
The dude kneels and looks a little freaked, for being honest.
Yeah, so, Juve, we're gonna go through a couple more cycles of this, and, you know, well, we can let you off if you want at some point, but, you know, you could also just come with us. Your call.
You can get pretty far just by having that Dom energy.
I mean, do you think you can, like, stabilize this thing?
I don't know. Do we need to? We can just leave, right? I don't know.
I mean, probably, but...
My circus, not my cultists. I mean, yes, my circus, my cultists. Bow.
The button is pressed. Welcome back to the Prime State. Everything is as it was when you first got here, at least in terms of, you know, there's no barriers. The office has been rifled through. The stasis tube has a Juve in it.
But the mud room is in that one state, though.
The mud room is still in that one state. But can be entered and exited freely.
And that's different from when we got here.
Yes.
Aha!
Juve walks up to himself, stuck in a stasis tube. Man, do I really look like that?
Only when you're in a tube.
I mean, yeah, but...
The tube adds 20 pounds.
I guess.
What's wrong with that?
Well, it's not muscle.
It's not how you want to see yourself. I mean, it's not, you know...
It's just whatever pounds you already have are being pressed against... Well, it's not glass exactly.
Time.
I don't know, man. I think you look pretty cute in the tube.
Thanks.
I'm glad you are not in the tube now. But
me too.
I mean, you look fine.
Yeah. Wish I'd gone with more dignity, though, into the whole freezing thing. Well, what you gonna do?
I mean, man. That is a pretty funny expression, though. Good pick.
I mean, if cultists just for time stop you, you gotta flip them off, right? You gotta try to do that at the very least.
Well, you know, I was trying to keep my audience at the time. See if I could charm him. Didn't work.
Well, I mean, like, you charmed us, probably. So, you know.
Probably.
I mean, like, you seem fine.
The barriers pop up while you're all in the main room having this discussion.
Oh, man. Wait, is that, do we just pass Prime? We passed Prime. Fuck.
We passed Prime.
We have collapsed out of Prime into the state, too.
Were we trying to do that? Crap.
No, but it's fine, because we're all in here again now, so...
The barriers are actually Juve's personal boundaries suddenly appearing when he doesn't feel particularly flattered.
Listen, the relationship between yourself and the people in the stasis tube is parasocial, and you gotta recognize that.
So, like, what happened when they put you in the tube, man? We can stay in this one as long as we want, just FYI.
That's good. Well, they put me in a tube, and then I was falling and landed on the base of where the tube is now with a note into my shirt, and then you all showed up, and there were a bunch of tentacles, and you seemed like the better deal.
You remember seeing, Vons before?
What?
Are you the one who asked me how I was doing right before the ritual happened?
That depends. Were you the one dressed as a cultist hiding in the back?
Yeah, that was me.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
So, yes.
Did you see me when I was, when you were, like, in the tube? Did you notice that part?
Didn't really see anything when I was in the tube. Kind of skipped.
Do you see anything? Does it just, like, shut you off?
Or do you see it all, like, real fast? Like 20 years in 10 seconds?
I mean, I think they said something about 5,000 years, so, But no, it was all, didn't feel like any time had passed at all, so.
Huh. Well.
Granted, there was this horrible magic coursing through me, so that was nice. But
all right, well, what's our plan? Go back around.
Jesse describes the way that the pushed over statue was like chewing up the ground, and Jesse was thinking of destroying this crystal that way
by putting it under the statue.
No, by like throwing it at the statue thing.
Oh, okay,
shoving it in the gravity well.
And then it'd get chewed up by the gravity well.
One would hope.
Wealthy, make an intelligence check.
Whatever that means. I mean, Jesse doesn't know.
11 plus 7 plus 2 is 19. No, is 20. Dirty 20.
Okay, and you can actually add your full level for the mental checks like this, because it's not magic related. It's just you.
Okay.
So.
Then what am I? I'm a level 10? Yeah, I'm a level 10. Then it's 21, 23.
Okay. With that very good check. So you think that whatever this is, it's the focus of a lot of magic. If you put it in while it's half formed, there will be less of it. It's going to break apart no matter what you do throwing it into this thing, but it may be unstable. The full version might collapse a little more neatly, but it will have more magic in it. You're going to be releasing a bunch of magic unpredictably, no matter what you do, unless you manage to get the tiny grain of sand past version of this thing in there. Then you don't think anything much would happen at all. But
has anybody, have we seen the tiny grain of sand version?
Jesse did, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, when you were in here with the crystal and went to the seeming past where the cultists were alive.
Okay. Then I'm gonna let Jesse know. No, don't put it in there. You need to get the grain that it started from, and put that in there. That'll keep it from forming, and it won't release any magic.
Was it while we were in the entranceway? Was the crystal that completely like seed version at any point?
Yes, when you were in there and there was light coming in from outside and the ladders and all of that.
Oh, okay. Great.
What seemed to be the old version of the space.
But the thing wasn't like those statues were not like strong at that point though.
Correct.
Jesse will say like, but it wasn't like they weren't like the fully powered ones back then. Like I don't know if it would work to do it back then.
If you stop it from ever becoming the crystal, then it won't be.
Sure. But like what I'm saying is those light things weren't like strong that way back.
Yeah, but they weren't strong, but they still had the pull. And if you put the brain in there, then it should work. Either that or bring it forward and bring it back to one of the statue versions that does have the gravity pull. Does that make sense?
Oh man, I'm so out of my depth. Boy, this is whew.
I think I lost track at some point.
Well, the grain isn't growing independently of the button pressings. So once it's in the slot, you press the button enough times, assuming it stays in the slot and it doesn't get fussed with, then it'll eventually be a whole thing and eventually activate a room in some way.
Well, but like, isn't the... Wait, what is the thing on your shirt? What does the note say?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Takes it, holds it out, kind of grumbles at the string catching, straightens it out. Well, they don't give me like the full reasoning, but to complete the device, put the blue crystal in the third slot, press the button or panel until you view us again, and then we can complete the ritual thing. I'm going to level with you. They seem kind of confused when they wrote part of that last bit. I think they're really relying on that other guy that I'm pretty sure one of you ate. But
what?
Basically, plug blue crystal in, finish magic device. Sort of seemed like, well, it would finish it. So that's something. But it seemed like there were going to be more steps before the whole collapsing of the ages thing.
But is it going to be like the tentacle times? Because like, we don't want that.
I mean, they told me to press the button until I saw them again. So apparently you can get out of the tentacle times after slotting it in.
We don't want to do that.
I don't want to help them do the thing that they were doing.
Just smash stuff and go home. Smash stuff.
Smash it. Wreak havoc and walk away.
When you guys press the button after the tentacles, what happens?
It goes back to...
We go back to here, it but goes without back the barriers. To
here, without the barriers.
I'm so confused.
Do we need to unconfuse?
Steamboat Willie, make an intelligence check.
Okay. I'm a genius. 28.
Okay, based on what Juve is saying and what you've observed and the fact that the prime thing keeps skipping forward and the fact there's a part missing from the machine, your guess would be that adding the blue thing to it would stabilize it, and that might affect what happens when you press the button.
Okay.
Okay.
But why do we want that? I keep coming back to that.
You keep only having about 5 seconds before the barriers pop up and all the different sections pop into different time periods.
Yeah, that sounds like a good reason to, you know, shake a leg. or is that...
Oh, no. I feel like we've gotten to a place where, like, it would be narratively satisfying to do the thing, but also, like, it would go against all of our character motivations to do that.
Oh, Ian wants us to finish the challenge that they put a whole bunch of hard work into. I've caught up.
With your intelligence check, you think either way you could get out of here. Traversing the space might be a lot easier if you can lock it in place. But, actually, I guess the other thing is, with that in check, if you are run out of here while it's in the prime state, great. Can you get back in?
That's the thing that I kept, like, thinking, like,
oh.
Which is why I didn't want to, like, leave the area while we were in any other
state, because I think it
won't work.
I was gonna say, y'all's solution may well be valid, just running for it.
But
crossing back and forth across the space, either by yourselves, you know, coming back from your further adventures or trying to get your group through might be hard.
And you, dear listener, can watch us not leaving next time on Primary Attribute.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, like, I do think it would be, okay, knowing that, I assume Steamboat shares the class, his thinking that was gleaned from that intelligence check that he just did.
Yes.
Okay, so, yeah, like, knowing that that seems to be the case, like, what we want to do is, like, stabilize it so that we can get everybody else through. Jesse will go and put the she can't do it yet. She asks Frymeath to cycle real quick back over to the full state crystal.
Click, click. There's a bunch of tentacles. The crystal is fully formed.
Jesse will put the crystal into the slot.
It slots in like it was built to be there.
Okay. One more time?
Yep. Presses the button again. You are back in the prime state. You all hold your breath for a long moment.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
The barriers do not reappear.
Amazing. Great job.
The back room is still has an open archway leading to the tunnel beyond, still has a frozen torch, and still has one really unfortunate-looking dead guy.
Well, oh well.
Let's get his robes, too.
Well, at least he's out of a time stop now. He'll decay. Our crime will be covered up.
Why don't you, like, put him in the locker room?
Yeah.
I mean, like, he's just gonna be in the way here.
Yeah, if you turn the shower on, that'll, like, keep some of the smell from getting around.
No, I mean, like, because we got to bring people through here. I don't want to have to, like, bring the goat over the guy.
I move him over to the corner. That's enough.
Okay. Kind of slumps in the corner.
So he must not have been evil, or Weldro would be, telling us. Oh, well, or is he
also dead?
Did Weldro didn't really freak out about all the cultists, just the...
No, I was specifically told that the cultists were not... evil, that they were just following evil.
Right.
Should we kick all the cultists' asses when we get back there?
Why?
Again, they're not evil, they're just following evil. They're not evil, they're just dumb.
I mean, I want to know what's going to happen now.
They'll probably vote him back into office.
And I just want to know what's going to happen.
Well, we'll get back and everything will be different.
Yeah.
So we changed history.
Oh boy.
Uh-huh.
I don't like that.
Well, the cultists will probably still vote for the same idiot.
Well, they can't because he's dead. Oh, you know, that never stops anybody from doing stupid shit. Never mind.
Yeah, now a cultist.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Anyway, shall we, which way? Back out.
They'll
the front?
Just be like, let's make the arcs great again.
Brian, we're just like, who would have a slogan that basic?
Jesse shrugs. I don't know.
Hmm. So, as Steamboat Willie said, out through the mudroom to parts unknown, or out back through the front to presumably see if you can flag down your group.
Let's go out the back and see how, like, if this hits any, like, you know, further downward momentum.
All right. You head out the back. Whatever frozen in time state thing does not appear to extend to the tunnel beyond any great length. Like, you see the color of the stone change and the composition changes a bit, but there's still a tunnel. And you all go and you head down the tunnel a short ways and you find a large vertical shaft. There is a ladder going down the side of it.
Oh, fucking sweet.
And what looks to be the remains of a small but fairly intact freight elevator thing of some variety.
Ooh.
There's like a large shelf cut into the stone behind it. Looks like maybe this was a switchover point, which is good because you can see the mangled remains of the one that probably went further up because the shaft above here has collapsed in on itself.
Don't go that way.
But down is open. And to those of you that live here, this at least somewhat reminds you of the kind of technology you normally see on the arcs and the maintenance tunnels and places further in.
Cool.
Yep.
So there is a way forward.
Great. I say we go back up, or we go back out to the front, yell at everybody to come down and
make our way out.
It'll be a challenge getting the cart through here. Is that even possible?
There's a freight elevator.
Okay.
It's small, but you can fit it on there.
No, but I mean, to get from the front to the freight elevator? And can we even get it down into the...
Yeah, it should be okay.
Okay.
Just we can use make
a,
it fit.
We can use like ropes.
Yeah, you've lowered it before and you can do it again.
Okay, sure. I just didn't know if the hole I fell through was like cart sized or cobalt sized.
Maybe they'll have to tilt the cart up and unload it, but you think you can get it through.
Okay.
Probably. We'll figure it out.
Great.
Next time on Primary Attribute, we'll pick up.
Yay.
Woo. Primary Attribute has been imagined and brought to life by the people you've heard. For more information about the podcast, check out our website, primaryattribute.com. For questions, comments, and feedback, email us at letters@primaryattribute.com. To follow us on social media, you can find us at facebook.com/primaryattributepod, on Twitter @primeattribute, and at primaryattribute.tumblr.com for all of our Blazed posts. Castles and Crusades is published by Trollord Games. Our theme music was composed by Aaron. Our logo was designed by Adam. This week's editor was Ian, who is me. Thank you, me. Thanks for listening, and we hope you tune in next time to Primary Attribute. No, wait, I got things backwards. Don't listen to me. No, wait, I'm right. God damn it. Sorry. Need to refer to only the thing in front of me. Okay, so yeah, tentacles are peeking out through the barrier.